Local poet Rebecca Hoog's new collection, Self-Storage, is full of witty and surprising verbal self-portraits. But one of my favorite poems in the book turns the mirror outward, looking at two friends' relationship. When I asked her about it, Rebecca told me the poem was prompted by the fact that she knew one very important fact about the couple before they wed. Here's Rebecca Hoogs reading her poem, Honeymoon.
Honeymoon. Suppose you know your friends have been together for 5 years without ever having sex, and then they marry. Even the words, "We're enjoying the toaster," seem scorched onto the thank you note, seem frenzied with innuendo. And there they are, up against the kitchen counter of your mind, the settings twisted to dark, burnt bread panting out hotly from the two slots like twin beds of flame, a jar of something sweet, tipped and spilling a slow-motion stream to the tile. Perhaps it is not how you would do it, but it makes sense how they did it. The wedding in the Midwest, the land like a sheet, one corn-colored mile unfolding after another. The honeymooning, not in Greece or Paris, but at home, all things being new and sharp as untried registry knives. Imagine the bear standing before that at long last hive, how he's all skin and bones from living so long on just nuts and berries. Listen for the bees of yes and no and not yet swarming sleepy, subdued from the smoke of the fire just lit. Above, the hunger moon grows to overflowing, and the first taste, the condensed collection, the work, the weight, the intricate dance of all those years tastes sweeter, taken straight from the paw.
That was Rebecca Hoogs reading Honeymoon from her poetry collection, Self-Storage. You'll find links to more of Rebecca's poems at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword honeymoon. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.